Welcome to the latest episode of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. I am your co-host, Frankie Sachs, and I'm here with my co-host and close friend, Javier Cantero, and we are here to talk about what a crazy week it was.
It was, yeah. Hello, Frankie. Hello, everybody. It was crazy, but there's one thing that I have to ask you is, if I beat you the last 4 weeks or so, how come I'm still 500 points away from you? I mean, how bad I was in the beginning of the season.
One of my favorite EuroLeague quotes is from Coach Itudis: "It's a marathon," and you really started the marathon very slowly.
Yeah, definitely. But not this week. This week it was great for me. The minute I knew that Mustapha Fall wasn't gonna play, I thought, okay, I have to get Milutinov in all of my teams, and Milutinov is gonna be my captain in all three teams, and I aced it. I guess a lot of people thought like that because we have a really high scores this week. But Milutinov was MVP of the round and got 88 fantasy points, which allowed me to get 224. And I gained 3.5 credits, which is when I have around 100, it's a lot. So yeah, I'm very happy with this round 22.
Yeah, I also had a strong week, although not as strong a week. I left a lot of points on the table. I was a little too conservative, even though last week we discussed another topic, which we'll discuss today, which was who's hotter, who do you like more, Shane Larkin or Mike James? And I said I like Mike James. But after a pretty good game by Shane Larkin, on Thursday I kept him as my captain. I played Mike James, but I left points on the table there. PJ Dozier is one of my guys, but I had a lot of points again on Thursday from different players. I kept him on my bench, so I lost some points there. A lot of points left on the table. But at the end of Thursday night, when I looked at our internal league, the scores, I couldn't believe how many people had Milutinov and how the points were just rolling in. So I was fortunate to finish where I did in our internal league, and I also had 200 and something points, but not as many as you.
Yeah, you had potential to rank higher than anybody else with Dozier and Mike James. I mean, the only points I left on the table was not putting Shabazz Napier in my starting lineup instead of Deshaun Pierre. But this happens, right? I mean, it's okay.
I did get saved by my guy Danko Brankovic, because my center Josh Nebo had a an off night, and I always say, those guys you have a feeling for, put them in there on Thursday, and bang, 22 points.
Yeah, I got 23 from Tibor Pleiss, who I was thinking on trading, but one more week for Tibor, he earned it.
Yes, I think at his price, Tibor Pleiss is somebody you really want to have. And I, at different times over the last 24 hours, had him in my lineup here, but the puzzle didn't fit for me to keep him. So I don't have him right now.
All right. Well, I guess that the main question in fantasy this week is what to do with Milutinov. Everybody's going to have him. All the top players are going to have him. If he plays bad and you don't have Milutinov, you get some kind of advantage, right?
Yes.
But is it safe to actually trade Milutinov or not?
Again, there's some things where we're taping this on Monday morning and we don't have the complete picture yet. Even without Tavares, who I don't think we expect him to play, there's still a pretty strong front line in Madrid. The game is in Madrid. This was a big time breakout for him, but I don't know if we can expect that. And there's a very interesting story which will be published by the time the podcast out. You'll be able to read the story, our stats review for the week on EuroLeague.net about Milutinov and the offensive rebounding. And there's two things that I took away from it. One is what he did is not his typical game. He's a great offensive rebounder, but he does not score a ton of second chance points all the time. A lot of time he gets the ball, as does Tavares, and they reset the offense, which means fantasy-wise, he gets the 1 point, but he's not scoring those extra points. He's not getting fouled. He's not getting the baskets. This was, 20 rebounds, of course, is insane. You don't see that often. But even if you were to do that, all the extra points he got off second-chance baskets, he doesn't always generate that. The other thing which jumped out at me, although it's not discussed much in the story, but it is in the chart, is that Josh Nebo is right up there with him in terms of offensive rebounding. And Nebo has had a slow few weeks after a monster stretch of about a month. I had Nebo in my lineup last week. I haven't really found a wise way to turn everything over to go from Nebo to Miladinov. And after reading that story, I'm going to keep Nebo and think that Miladinov is not going to have that monster game again. And hopefully I will be, laughing at everybody else next week if he underperforms and I can catch up a little bit on those in front of me. I understand
Okay, well,
you're going the other way on this though.
I mean, I evaluated the pros and the cons. The pros are, of course, that Mustafa Hatfol is not playing, extended playing time in this case. Great per minute PAR player like Milutinov, it's a good thing. Tavares is not around, and I expect a high scoring game between Madrid and Olympiacos. These are the pros. The cons are, if there's a player who Milutinov can be uncomfortable against, that's Vincent Poirier. And I don't like that, but all things considered, I think he's gonna have a solid game, and therefore I'm gonna keep him. I have plays as backup just in case, but I hope Milutinov plays good enough to keep him in the
What are you thinking about Poirier after last week? We spent this segment
lineup.
talking about him, what to do with Tavares out, and that became an afterthought. And he didn't have a bad game, but he didn't have a monster game. But where do you think
No.
he stands as someone to take this week?
I think he's going to rise to the challenge, and it's a good choice for this week. He played really well in the Spanish league. I think he had a PAR of 20, 21 in 20 minutes. I'm actually checking, but Poirier is a very, very good choice. I think he's going to play aggressive. If Madrid wants to win and well, step away from this 24 point loss he had against Monaco, they need to to be as aggressive as possible, and that's going to be so. He had in 21 minutes, he had 11.7 rebounds, PAR of 20. That's almost one PAR point per minute. So I think he's going to play more against Milutinov, and I think he's going to score a lot. But
It
I
is the
have to
type of
choose
matchup where
between
a couple of early fouls could change the whole thing, both for the centers and for the entire game.
completely. I agree. Anyway, what's this week? Of course, there's the matchup between the two fantasy kings of the year, the two most expensive players, Shane Larkin and Mike James. FS plays Monaco, and I really don't know what to think. I have Mike James. I don't want to trade Mike James, but I don't know if I should buy Larkin instead. I'm a little bit confused.
I'm in a similar situation, although it's not exactly the same because I have both of them. The only question is who do I want to put a captain? I thought, is there any place I want to go? But honestly, if you're talking about trading them and getting all those points, well, where else do I want to spend them? And I don't look at the position and say there's another person who I feel is, always a monster game away. Those are the two guys I want right now. I actually went away from Larkin for a little bit, and then went right back to him. I thought when he, after those the two double weeks, I thought, oh, he's exhausted. So I think it was the fourth game of the second game of the second double week, I went away from him. But then I was right back there. And James, I feel anytime it was a bad game, that's when you want to get him. That's what I felt last week. I kind of regret not making him the captain. Monster game against Real Madrid. I think I even wrote it on the website last week that this is the type of, Mike James has done it almost everything. What hasn't he done? He hasn't won the EuroLeague yet, and he hasn't been an MVP. That type of performance, I think, is something the voters should keep in consideration when it comes to the MVP voting. That type of, game against Real Madrid, that's what separates great players from the rest, and he did it. So against each other, I think it could go either way. I would probably go with James. That's what my gut tells me. I mean, I hope I get lucky and one of the guys playing on Thursday for me has 35. I think Rokas Gudaitis right now is going to be my Thursday captain. Maybe I get lucky. He has a monster game and there's no decision to make.
Yeah, well, we'll see, but I think it's more about the defensive players in each side. I don't think they're going to match up against each other. I think Jordan Lloyd is going to go against Larkin, and I think Rodri Bebois is going to go against James. And well, if they have a good defensive game, maybe that impacts not only the outcome of the game, but what happens in this matchup. That is not going to be a matchup, in my opinion. I don't think they're going to play against each other, like I said. So I don't know. I have to choose. I mean, FS is on a roll. Larkin's playing more in the two position than the one because Darius Thompson is playing great now. And I would say FS wins the game. And therefore, I would recommend Larkin over James. But if you can keep both like you have, I would have both. That's for sure.
I do agree that the coach's design will not be for them to play head to head. But as we know in modern basketball, there's only so much you can control. Once, a pick is set, some movement, all of a sudden everything switches. I think we'll see several possessions where they're face to face attacking one another. And that's going to be great basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. But what I was going to say is, if I had to pick a player for this week, it wouldn't be any of these two. My pick for the week is Chima Moneke. I think he's going to play great. He has all sort of advantages against all possible defenders in Valencia Basket. Not saying that Baskonia will win the game for sure, but I really think Moneke is going to have a great game. He's playing fantastic lately. He also played well in the Spanish League this weekend. And I see him too fast for any of the defenders that Valencia can throw on him. So, if I had to choose one player, like I said, and I'm gonna pick him for sure, is Moneke.
So let's say hypothetically, I'm not talking about myself necessarily, but hypothetically, somebody has on their team Mike James, Shane Larkin, and Chima Moneke. You're saying that Chima should be the captain.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%.
I will think about that Thursday night when I reset for the Friday teams.
So you're gonna, if you buy Moneke and Moneke's MVP and you buy it because of my tip, I'm gonna feel bad.
It's all
But
part of
anyway,
the game. It's all part of the game. But
well, which player would you recommend?
I probably had not thought much about Moneke going into it. But you made a good case, so I will have to consider it. I probably would have leaned with James just because he's been red hot, and I feel like you can't go wrong with Mike James. Although when I did have my worst week of the season a couple weeks ago, it was when James had an off game and he was my captain. No, it's something to consider. I will dig more into it and see. Those are three of the best players in the game. They're all playing the same night. I wish one of them was playing on Thursday, and then I'd have at least something, as to help me make that decision. When they're all going Friday, then it puts you in a rough spot.
All right. Well, I'm gonna show my team, and we're gonna talk coaches. All right. Okay. I traded David Laity, Paris Lee, who played really well, but I don't see Asvel, being part of the equation for me this week. And Shabazz Napier, and I bought Chima Moneke, like I said, Diego dos Santos, who goes back to Germany to play against Alba. He played in Ulm last year, won the German League title with Ulm. He's been playing good. I think he's going to have a good game in Berlin against Alba. And Larentzakis, because I have not a lot of money, and Larentzakis, sometimes he has a PAR of 15, 20. I bought him to be on the bench, but I'm starting him because it's first turn. And if not, I have Mike James on the bench. Bench is Elijah Bryan, Chima Moneke, Tibor Pleiss, Mike James, and Lukas Lekavičius. And I have Pablo Laso as head coach. Why? Well, first, it's a very cheap option. Second, I don't see anything more expensive that I like, you know? It's all the big teams play against strong opponents. Like Panathinaikos plays Maccabi, Real plays Olympiacos, Virtus plays Fenerbahce on the road. I don't see anybody winning by a large margin. So I'm just going for a coach that I think it will win, hoping that there's nobody winning by 25 or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm also. We'll show my team here in a second. I'm in the same situation as you are. I'm going with Lasso. It has, as you said, both benefits. He's cheap, and I don't feel there's a guaranteed win anywhere else. There's just enough injuries in the league right now that make certain players, certain teams, top tier teams, make you nervous about them. A lot of good teams are on the road. Maybe if their matchups were different, I'd feel differently. But going on the road, and we've had some very good teams that have struggled on the road. I don't have it in front of me. That's probably something I should look into, what the winning percentage for home teams is this year. But I assume it's down from previous years, would be my guess. Certainly with outside of Madrid, which is undefeated at home, I think a lot of the, but other way around. A lot of the good teams actually have been good at home, but a lot of the very good teams have struggled on the road. is the point.
Yeah.
So Lasso is, yeah, he's the guy I have in there. And then I've only made the two other moves so far. I've dropped Musa for now just to give me some points to play with, and I got well, I've got two Zvezda players. I dropped him to get Giedraitis. He used to play for Alba going back. I have him as my Thursday captain. And also then I was able to upgrade with the extra points from Lekavicius to Dos Santos, Thiago. So I have both those guys playing. I'm going into the round with Larkin, Moneke, and PJ Dozier on the bench. And that gives me some. I've got five Thursday starters. One of them is Rafimenko, who I do not expect to put enough points to stay, but he's there. I've got both my centers, Brankovic, who I've kept for now, and Josh Nibo. Whoever's better stays, one of them goes. And then I'll see if the Zvezda players who puts up big numbers, but I've got plenty of firepower on the bench. James is currently as my sixth man, so it's I'm comfortable with that lineup. I'm hoping for another big week. Let's cross
Cool.
200 again and climb a few more spots.
Let's see. I mean, I have Deschamps-Pierre and Achille Polonara who are playing each other. Deschamps-Pierre is without Nigel Hayes-Davies. Polonara is without Toko Shengelia. I just hope that one of them plays well. I don't hope for the two of them. If the two of them play well, great. But if I can have one good performance and then put Moneke in, I'm good with that.
I think we're at the point of the season where almost all our decisions are going to be based on a track record of what to expect. Players that we know are talented now have increased in the opportunity because of injuries or a certain matchup. And now it's there's a lot of luck involved. We see it from week to week. I mean, how else do you explain, players like us who are following this so closely, going from weeks of having, 50, 60 points to 200 points?
Yeah, that and being aware of the injuries. And the best way to check that is the injury report on EuroLeague.net. We get direct info from the teams, and whatever we get from the teams, we put it straight on the website, first priority. So check the injury report on EuroLeague.net, just to avoid
Especially
mistakes.
Thursday afternoon. The closer to the games, the more
Yeah.
information there is, and that's when we make our final decisions.
Yep. Well, that's all the time we have today. Anything else, Frankie?
Just one more thing. I learned a short while ago that the former Maccabi Tel Aviv player and assistant coach and even interim head coach Lior Lubin passed away overnight. So I just want to wish rest in peace. Wish the best wishes to his family. He left three young children, and with that thought, only good things for all of us.
Since we are at it, also best wishes to Dejan Miladinovic's family. Dejan Miladinovic passed away last week, and he was one of the biggest stars of the in the start of the competition. He, I think, he still has the second record of PAR tied with somebody else with 55. And it's really sad that somebody passes away at age 46. So I'll rest in peace. What can I say? Anyway. What else? You can follow us on Twitter. He's Frankie's Mr. EuroLeague. I'm Gancheta with the double T. Leave us some comments, especially if you're on YouTube watching us. There's a comment section. We always try to get back to you guys. And I don't
And
know.
interact us with
Enjoy.
on Twitter. We respond when we see it. Sometimes a little close to the games, and I only respond a couple hours later. Javi, I think you see these things sooner than I do on those nights. But yeah, we respond. We interact. English, Spanish. Yeah,
Hebrew.
Hebrew even. I don't know what Javi will do with the Hebrew, but I will respond in Hebrew. So yeah, please
Well,
let
that's
us
how it's
know.
going.
Ask questions. Be in touch. And we are loving the fantasy community, which is growing from this.
And especially enjoy the Turkish Airlines EuroLeague games. There are plenty of great games, even derbies like Valencia Baskonia. Enjoy the games and very good luck in the fantasy challenge.
Until we meet again next week.